Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
We're just jumping off here in the Jen Romano podcast. Do you ever watch DJs playing and you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, you could literally just turn up a USB stick, play someone else's shit, and people are like, yeah.
Fat Boy Slim does it now. Like, he doesn't even, I've never even seen his hands. He doesn't even bother to put his hands down anymore.
He's probably
just whips on a wee Hawaii shirt.
Arthritic. Twist my knobs for me. You can't. Anyway, welcome to the Jen Romano podcast. My guest today is Ryan Cullen.
How's it going?
I wrote on the Patreon. The Donegal Roastmaster. You are from Donegal, aren't you? I was like, fuck. Typing this out and I'm like, is this even accurate?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's because my accent's kind of like a mixture. It's not straight up Donegal. Just that Lifford along the border. But basically, anytime I chat to American, they're like, Donegal, that's amazing. It's so beautiful. And I'm like, I'm in the little part that isn't.
Aye, they're expecting, you know, like in a jumper, like in a iron jumper on a cliff.
Aye, that's
with
what
a set of pipes. Yeah. And you're just like, nah, just smoking hash behind a bin here.
First thing you meet going into Lifford's a hospice. So they set the tone.
Starters you mean to go on. I went to uni with a guy from Lifford. So.
No, there you go.
Yeah. He sounds a lot like you. So.
There you go.
There you go. There we go. We can stop the podcast now. It's all good. The Donegal Roastmaster. When did you move out of Donegal? Did you get any comedy in Donegal?
No. I went to college in Dublin, so started there. And I've done one or two gigs in Donegal, and one of them was possibly the worst gig I've ever done in my life.
Right.
And I've talked about it in a lot of podcasts and friends, but I basically walked like 50 people.
No one listens to those.
In Bundoran.
Oh yeah.
And came off stage, and my whole extended family were there, and I mean like 15 of them. And my grandmother had like tears in her eyes.
Really?
My dad hit the first heckler. I could see them while I was on stage falling through the back doors.
Seriously? In Bundoran?
Yeah, Great Northern Hotel. Father Ted weekend.
I've gigged in there.
was it in the big massive room?
This was at a stag do that, like, who did that? Was it with Mickey Bartlett? Someone booked him for a stag do, and it was probably like day three. All these fucking gal boys. Who are a lot bigger than you imagine. Gaelic footballers, they're all fucking huge. And this is like maybe day two or day three. And they're like, just as part of the festivities, they give them like a little function room in the hotel. And they're like, sit in there. Guys asleep across three chairs. And then we're trying to do, and I'd only done stand-up for about 2 years. So I was just waffling through some shit. Like, and some guy that was just lying asleep just went like, and just farted in the middle of it. And like, you do, twice that's happened to me about 10 years apart. You don't recover from the fart in the room.
No.
You're like, that's the closer of all closers.
It's taking the biscuit.
But that was it. That's fucking, I haven't been back since the Bundoran.
I love coming back. I love just in general, anything back here. Like even last night, someone came on to me after Lavery's last night.
In a sexual way?
Yeah.
Mm.
And it was very fucking funny. This is what she said. She came over and she was absolutely hammered. And she was about 50, I would say, right? And her friend was trying to like drag her away. You know, like, come on, Marie. Like, come on, Marie.
Not again. Stop molesting comedians.
She was like, come on, Marie, before. So I knew it was going to be good. And she had like, she had sunglasses on, that level fucked, right? And she goes, fuck, I'd shag you if you had a bit more meat on you.
You'd have over to Frango's.
I fucking did too. That's exactly what.
If you had a bit more meat on you.
A bit more meat on you.
And I mean, who else? Normally there is just one type of fella that's on at Avery's, and they're usually like 18 stone plus bearded fellas. Could have run a train on her.
This was outside of Lavery's, so it could have been like not a walker by. I don't even know if they were in the gig.
Oh, right, okay.
But it was around then.
She's been in a full fist fight, and then she was horny now.
Well, in terms, they were dragging. No, Marie. When she said it, her friend was like, actually, that wasn't too bad compared to what we were expecting. Because she was going for the headlock before he was Oh, gosh, she's going to drop an N-bomb again. That's the energy that was coming off them.
Marie's about two shots away from an N-bomb. Are you allowed to tell that story? We'll say the word ninja.
What is the?
Yeah, are we allowed to talk about that?
Which one's the ninja?
You just told me in the car. People, you know, those hippie ones calling themselves.
Oh my god! Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Drop the hard R, and I'll take care of it in the post.
This is what happened.
No, for sure. Don't just say ninja.
We'll go with ninja, right? People are like, what words is going already? Yeah. I was just telling Colin how much that every time I'm out with Mickey Bartlett, it always ends in a story, right?
Oh yeah.
Like no matter what happens, right? So we were both at a party and in Nottingham, and we were up all night. We were trying to like meet we're trying to get like a very early train back to Edinburgh. He was staying up in Edinburgh at the time, so we were like, right, we'll stay up all night. So this party's getting wild or whatever, just full of weirdos. And we got chatting to this like hippie couple, like two, like both white. The dude had, they were dreadlocks, but by accident, like that's how sticky this. Yeah, you know,
filth, just filthy,
pure filth, right? Yeah. And they were trying to give us speed that they had in a little, like it looked like a little Brill cream fucking thing, and they had it in a freezer. I don't even know if speed's meant to be kept in a freezer. I didn't actually know enough about fucking drugs, but they had
that's pissed me off enough. I'm gonna have to check
speed in the freezer, right? So what happened was Mickey, I went to the toilet, and this is how bad the conversation had escalated. Took a piss, I came back, and the two of them was just chatting to Mickey. He goes, well, that's interesting, Mickey, because we are ninjas in spirit.
Why say the word though?
Why
not be like
when I mean, and it wasn't just hard R, it was hard G's as well. Everything was hard in it, and I was like, right, Mickey, pretty much that's time for us to go now.
But like,
I didn't even know what they meant. I didn't even want to hear the theory.
Yeah, it's like that's not the way. If you genuinely felt that, if you were like, you know, after a lot of spiritual exploration, I feel like I am a black person. At heart, you know, I have African roots, but they're just like, nah, bro, I'm a full N-word with a hard R.
It was fucking like, it was about 6:30, and I went, I shouldn't have expected anything more from people that
I've thought keep that. I've thought the same thing when I'm, you know, heading down the road listening to like MF Doom or something. Like, in spirit,
very much only in spirit,
very much only in spirit. Because
you were actually whispering it out in case anyone sees you. Like a disclaimer.
I couldn't be whiter. Right.
I love Jamiroquai too.
There's something about, you know what you mean? Well, the white guy with dreads is a hard look, isn't it?
Aye, yeah.
Because it's just like, I remember seeing like an albino person.
Yeah.
With dreads.
Okay.
One time.
That's.
And I was just like, this is the whitest guy of all.
The dudes from the Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this is the whitest person of all time. Like,
oh my god!
Talk about cultural appropriation.
I seen an albino kangaroo. That was fucking terrifying because they're red, dead eyes. Like, it's completely red eyes. If you get an albino kangaroo, they are like, they shouldn't be alive. I'm sorry.
I imagine this was in Australia, was it?
Yeah.
Where outside Lavery's with this crazy bitch.
They want you to. This is like important, like, you know, dodgy little, those little farms. Like, you know, I used to go on your school tours, the Barrentop Farm or something.
There was like quite a famous one in like Port Rush, and it was very DIY. You know what I mean? A guy just put up some chicken wire, and then there's like a tiger behind it. These boys want to see a tiger. I've got it behind fucking two planks here. I think they escaped all the time.
There was an emu farm. Do you ever see that? I find these weird, right? There's emu farms all over the fucking place in Ireland, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know why they're hidden. They always seem like an inside job. I found an emu farm behind my granddad's house, right? And he was like, there's thousands of them around Ireland. And you know where you go in? Have you ever fed an emu?
Sounds
like a euphemism.
I'm going to feed the emu here. Just give us 2 minutes. I don't even know if I've seen one. Is that the wee fat ostrich?
Aye. Wee ostrich. I think they're just, I don't know the difference. They just look like each other. But they're like, they always give you, as a kid, they give you the cornflakes and they go like, go up there and I feed the emus, right? But he goes, just calm down, they're fine. But they're a bit violent. Make sure your fingers aren't up because they'll just snap it right off. And you're like, why are you making me fucking do this then?
Throw it on the floor at least.
Mm. Like cornflakes, you have a big enough neck.
Get it yourself, you
lazy cunt. Trying to get sued.
But was it like a farm, or was he just like had them?
See, that's the thing. I don't know what you would farm with emus. So What's the difference? I don't know.
Do you know when you get like the Christmas market or something in Belfast here, and they're like, "Do you want to try like an emu burger or an ostrich burger or something like that?" Must be something along those lines.
Aye.
I remember. I've definitely told this in the podcast before, but like the morning where, because our house wouldn't be that far away from like Belfast Zoo.
Yeah.
Really? You know what I mean? 10, 15 minutes walk. And one morning it was like on the news that a tiger had got out. And my mom was literally like up the top of the driveway, like, you know, looking about, like, you know, running behind cars, like getting cover. And then run to the next one, and then, like, you know, to make sure we got into school. Like,
there was always that thing, like,
it was dead. It was dead in the pool.
Was it?
Yeah, they had to drain the pool, and the fucking cat was just, cat went.
Oh, that's so grim.
Someone shone a laser in the water, and it was just like, what a shite animal. I thought tigers could, maybe it just died. I don't know, but I thought tigers could swim.
Heart attack. And enrolled in.
Heart attack. There'll be just people throwing nuggets in for like 2 decades. And the thing just had a fucking heart attack. Just when like chimps start smoking and all. That wouldn't surprise me about that.
Have you ever watched Blackfish?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah,
I watched that with my roommate. Was so high at the time, and he couldn't get it. I'll tell you what he meant, right? You know, he was watching like the videos in SeaWorld, and the fucking Telecom, was it, or whatever, was doing like
Telecom,
and he started doing like backflips, and he was just like, Ryan, I have no idea. There's no way that animal's sad if it's doing backflips, was his point. He goes, it's impossible.
Yeah.
I was like, everything that, he goes, name something else that could do backflips, that does backflips while being sad. And I was like, 12-year-old Russian gymnast. Yes. Because I've seen them documentaries too. They've had a shite time of it.
Yeah, I did gymnastics when I was younger, you know.
Did you?
Yeah.
What went wrong?
I was too. Do you know what?
Because you were just doing the thing like, no, you're barely moving in a peak.
No, I was built exactly the same and just be able to do loads of backflips on like a tumble run thing.
Fuck.
Impressive. I was almost so good at it, I was bored of it. And then I just quit it. I was like, I'll be able to do 10 backflips in a row for life. But yeah, the fellas were having the crack. They were doing backflips and jumping into foam pits. And the girls were getting like, whoosh, get back up there. Bones coming out of their shins and all. This week I was like, I'll never get a period at this rate.
You're the money makers.
Yes. We were just doing, like running a stag now. Backflips into the foam pit. But I remember watching Blackfish and going to Tenerife shortly after that to this one of those parks. And it was like, it didn't faze me at all. Like, I thought watching the documentary would make me feel like, oh man, I feel fucking terrible by going this. And I was in there, I was like, man, this is lit. This is lit as fuck. Because it is mad. You know?
I've never been in one.
You're just like, you know, it is impressive.
Yeah, of course. You know? You're seeing an orca.
Look at the size of that fucking thing. Doing a fucking goddamn backflip for a tin of tuna or whatever they do.
It's my favourite South Park episode, the one with the
I haven't even seen any South Park.
Oh my god.
Is that embarrassing?
There's an episode where they go in to meet the thing, and the guys go up on, like, through the thing. They think they're talking to the whale, because the whale keeps coming up to the whatever, and he goes up over the tannery going, hello, you need to help me. It's absolutely some of the fucking best. Watch the episode.
That's my homework for next week. Is
Telecom.
Watch all of South Park.
Yeah.
Know what it is, though? They don't have eyes. Well, they do have eyes, but, you know, it's just a big black dildo. So there's no, like, You know, like,
sorry, I thought you were talking about South Park. They don't have eyes. Like,
it's cartoon. Come on. No, but the fucking, you know, the killer whales. It's just a black fucking UFO.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not turning around. I mean, like, you know, like a dog would be like, I'm so sad. Aye. Yeah. Just doing laps and fucking backflips.
They're always, did you see there's a video of like a seal got on someone's boat? Like they're on a little small fisher boat and a seal jumped on. And then he realized there was orcas going underneath the boat. And she starts going like, oh no, please leave. Because she was waiting ready for the orca. They just take boat seal and all with her.
Oh yeah.
And she wouldn't push it off or anything, but like there's just orcas sitting in the boat. She's freaking out.
Yeah,
I love a good freak out.
Because they do that thing where they all just, like in a formation, come at the boat and just fucking tip it over.
Aye, aye.
But
Meg.
They seem to be able to differentiate between like animals and people.
Aye, because they don't fucking touch it.
There's people like out swimming and they're just swimming along beside them, just like, oh, we're just having the crack here.
I'd never do that with an orca.
No, I would be shitting my
pants.
No
way, like, I've seen the videos, you know.
I don't like the sea at all.
Slapping a seal up in the air.
Yeah, that's impressive. Whoosh! What a nightmare.
I was in Australia, and we were trying to get the kangaroo up. I was up at Cape Tribulation, and they were like, I was going to go for a swim. I thought, why not?
Why not die here?
Why not die here? Well, what happened was I fucking looked at the trees, like the tree line, and all the trees had like bottles of vinegar tied to them. And I was like, that's for anything that stings you in the water. And I go, there's liters of vinegar ready for if you want to go in the water. I go, I'm not going in the water then, you fucking dildo.
So what if a shark takes your leg off?
Aye, wee bit of vinegar. He goes, is it you piss on yourself with a shark bite?
So it's just full of fucking
vinegar.
Spit on myself? It's just full of jellyfish or something?
Aye.
Nah, fuck that. I'm not going out of the house. And that's so annoying. That's quick. I'm not going out of the house if I'm Australian.
At this rate.
Nah, fuck that. The sea does scare me a wee bit though.
Do you remember Cabin Fever? The RTE like reality TV show?
I do not.
This is fucking excellent. You talk about the sea. RT decided it was like when Big Brother or something first came out. RT decided to make their own kind of version. They called it Cabin Fever, and they were going to just lock you on a boat. They're lock you on a wooden boat.
Oh, it's
like
on a
pirate
boat,
right? So Cabin Fever. And I remember we watched, like, everyone tuned in for like the first episode, and they were like, oh, pretty decent, whatever. I can't remember if they were celebrities or whatever. I remember the second episode happened, we're like, meh. And then I remember one morning after the second episode, I woke up and we turned on the TV and it was just like pictures of like all those contestants being airlifted off this completely obliterated boat. Genuinely, the show was cancelled after two episodes.
What happened to the boat?
Just came across Donegal waters and
came apart.
And we're like, I wonder will Melissa finger Paul? And then like the next morning you see them both airlifted out. Stretchers.
Yeah, that's mental. You know, fly them to the fucking Maldives or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, don't be like, I was going to chuck them in the water here.
Off Tory Island.
just smashing about the place.
It's not even good filming conditions. There's no reason for it.
Guy going apeshit with a gimbal.
All I see is mist.
Anyone getting fingered out there? You're gonna be glow in the dark, fucking floaty in your cock.
They could have got stranded on Tory Island. That fucking island, badly named now, you know.
Why? But
just Tories. But like they have their own like self, like appointed king. There's like a king of Tory. He drives around the Ford Fiesta with like king of Tory.
I might have seen a little sort of mini documentary about
that
or something.
I can't remember. I don't know if he's been cancelled for something, but I think the king of Tory's been done. But what happens is.
None of them hard drives, bro.
He raided the hard drives.
Hard drives probably haven't hit that island yet. He's got photocopies of fucking naked kids.
Brown envelopes. Whole cabin files. Yeah. Got cabinet.
What do you want? God damn it. Freak. Freak of goddamn nature.
Yeah. They always leave the last, their entire economy is based on making the last, like a fucking boat back to the mainland, make it leave 15 minutes earlier than they say. So you turn up at 5 and they're like, oh, it's already gone, you're going to have to stay the night. Why not eat Airbnb and
Oh, that's the start of every good horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. We're gonna head home now. Oh, whoops. Whoops.
You're a bit done here for the weekend.
We have a hotel room there for you. I'm in it also. But you know, that's like Rathlin. You know, there was a few years in a row all the comedians up here went to Rathlin Island.
Where the fuck's Rathlin Island? I've heard of
it. It's off like the north coast. It's like Ballycastle. And then you get the wee boat over. Who the fuck? Edinburgh, Scotland? How weird is that?
It's my man. It doesn't even make sense from Donegal.
How long have you been in Edinburgh now?
4 years, maybe. 2019, like January 2019 is when I first went over. I was going to move to like Liverpool and Manchester, but I just had friends there that were like, just come to Edinburgh and go, why not?
Enjoying it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty damn cool. Aye. I have a weird preference for Glasgow, weirdly, because I sort of lived there, but
Glasgow's got like, in fairness, better nights out, and the crowds are brilliant in Glasgow. One of the best comedy clubs, some of the best comedy audiences, because they're kind of rowdy and in for it, but also are kind of comedy savvy. They've had enough like big acts. They know what goes like, you know. So,
good place. Unreal. Yeah. Are you just like at the fringe every year for the rest of time now?
Well, so this is, I'm not doing a solo show for the first time this year. I was just so far behind writing, and I went, oh, I can't. And I have so many fucking goddamn weddings and stag parties, like weeks off, and I go, all right, I'll call it here. I'll do roast battles and maybe like work in progress stuff, and I'm fucking off to Dubai, for the last 10 days.
Fuck yeah.
And the relief, because I feel like I have to do it.
Yeah,
because like, no matter what, you're there, just like, I need to do this.
Like, I did it. I did the full run once years ago and didn't enjoy it, and didn't take that chance on doing it again, because then I feel like I would have fallen into that thing, which Mickey definitely has, which is, I'm not doing it. And then, like, he's like, what if I don't do it? Like, I have to go and take coke for 40 days straight.
That's it. Fucking twitching by the end of it.
I just don't like, I would have a panic attack going like 3 days in, and you're like, I want to go to sleep now. And I have like fucking 30 more of these shits today.
That
sort of thing freaks me out. And even the same venue and just turning up and who's here and all that shit just gives me the shits.
I did find it better this last year when I had people doing, it cost me a fortune, but just having people do everything. I'm not thinking about a single thing other than just the show and not dying.
I got pneumonia
during the fringe once. I was drinking outside in that fucking loft bar till 5 a.m. with Mickey most of the time. And
pneumonia is the last fucking problem he needs in those lungs. You know what I mean? Wouldn't even survive.
Paper lungs.
How the fuck do you get pneumonia? Just being freezing for ages?
I was just drinking all the time till like 5 a.m. So I must have been wearing a jumper this stage or whatever. And there was like, Ryan, you know, it's been -10 for, basically I must have been in like sub-zero conditions.
At the fringe in August?
Yeah. You've never been to fucking Scotland? It gets cold even at night.
My experience at the fringe is always just like sweating profusely.
Doing anything. Running between.
Standing in the little, we did the Hive for 10 days last year, and I was just like in that little holding tunnel before going on stage.
Sticky with like
beads of sweat coming off my nose. I'm fucking roasting. So getting pneumonia is some fucking, what do they do with pneumonia now? Nothing, is it like a broken rib? You just kind of fucking walk it off.
It's going to be there forever. Good luck.
Is it?
No. That's what they did with the rib. I have broken a rib, and they were just like, nothing we can do about
that. It's broke for good, bro. do you keep you in hospital?
No, they tried. They were giving me like loads of different like medication. They were like, you can't do the fringe. And I was like, I've only got a week left. I better do it. So I just continued on, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I think it was a minor touch of the pneumonia.
But
they were very concerned. They were
coughing up a load of shit and all that there. Hard to breathe.
Aye, I've asthma too. I have lungs like Mickey.
There you go. No, Mickey's got those fucking lungs.
Mickey's got that body thing where it looks like he's already on the inhale of an inhaler.
Yep. Mickey's all, he's all lungs and eyebrows. That's in. That's so good. But
upper body of a chicken.
He's got that cock body. that cockerel body. Everybody's good. Fuck it. Like, what if Chris can't get at the fucking Fringe, like mumps or some bullshit?
Oh God,
I had a flu once, and it couldn't have not been pneumonia.
Yeah,
like it was. I never got it. I was that. I needed some sort of guidance from someone older and smarter to go, like, you should be in hospital. But there was kind of no one there.
You know?
It was just Maureen with a cold cloth on my head and me just in and out of consciousness and then coughing up just like absolute disasters.
Yeah.
Blood and all. I was like, I'm fucking... Could have died. Probably.
Could have died, yeah.
See, when the whole COVID thing came about, I was like, see that one flu I had? Wouldn't have surprised me if I just didn't wake up. Because I was like so fucking, I was fucked. And then once the like real chesty bit cleared up a bit, it then sort of like hit me in the throat and I couldn't speak for about 3 weeks. At the end of the 3 weeks, I was like, you know, just purr basically. And I was like, I'll just start taking gigs.
Yeah.
So I was turning up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's up, guys?
Hi.
What's up? I'm acting normal. Don't worry about the sweat. the sweat in the blood.
The cold sweat.
The cold sweat.
You can tell the difference too for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking like he's always struggling there, man.
Yeah. You get that fucking corned beef face where it's kind of like white and pink.
Help, baby.
There's nothing more frustrating. It's happened to me twice where I've lost my voice and I was like, oh, it's very important. Your voice is very important in this line of work. You know, the losing the voice affected me more than all of the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
At least I could do a bit of shite talk in the house down a microphone. Do you have a podcast?
I do have an NFL one, but where it's only...
Swag.
Swag. I have an NFL one, but like it's so niche. NFL Scotland, I feel like I've got all the fans. So it's like, there's no growth in that podcast. It's like, oh, you're there. Oh, yeah. They're all in.
Shout out to the new guy. Is it just NFL... What's it called?
Yeah, it's Clear and Oblivious, an NFL podcast. I used to do it with Gareth Waugh, and Gareth doesn't do it anymore, basically, so it's myself. And the producer is...
Gareth got the sack, did he?
No, he didn't. Did he fuck? Everybody keeps doing that, like, yeah, no fucking hell, did you two fall out? No, still best mate.
Yeah, how did you end that lucrative deal? What percentage did he walk away?
Walk away with a fiver.
That's fucking mine, you bastard. Is that like NFL Scotland? What do you mean by that? Like,
it's just Scottish NFL fans. There's an NFL Scotland, but it is just about the NFL in America.
Right. I thought you meant like American football being played in Scotland.
No, I'm all right.
How big is that?
There is teams like Edinburgh Wolves and
fuck yeah.
There's an old video of some dude on the Glasgow Diamonds. It was a video from like the 70s, and he did like a rap to promote the. That's one of the most cringy things.
Can I find it?
Yes, you can. Glasgow Diamonds. I think. This is possibly, I reckon it's the cringiest video I've ever seen in my life.
Have you ever played American football?
I went to do the trials as part of the podcast and the thing. Very funny how bad I was. Obviously.
Did you just get emptied out? Glasgow Diamonds, American football team.
Right.
Rap Master copy?
I'm pretty sure that's all of them, top three.
Fuck yeah, bro.
This is.
I love a bit of cringe now.
This is fucking.
You gonna play, bro? Or what's up? Oh, it's just got that old school VHS. Couple hot chicks.
This is
couple Glasgow hotties.
I can't believe they had the nerve to do this in Glasgow. Because I feel like of all places you get your head kicked in for this.
You're funny.
They're doing that fucking Swedish thing.
Bro.
It gets worse. It gets much worse. We come from
Glasgow. See if we get pulled off the internet for this shit. Copyright strike.
I think you're safe in this one. I presume all the people in that have died. Suicide, most of them.
not CTE. Was it sports related? No, they're fucking... Glasgow town, and when we hit in the field, we don't be messing around. We're gonna move the ball, we're gonna pass and rush. And if you get in the way, you're gonna feel the crush. And the truth is, me, we're the baddest team that's ever been seen. We can't be stopped when we start to play. Talk about the diamonds, what do we say? The diamonds. Oh shit, he got the sacks out, bro!
On the fucking staircase. The fucking head in them, too. We're here to play
football. Italia was from Glasgow. Those teeth. Those teeth are from Glasgow.
That's what the helmet's for, to keep them in.
He has to protect others from his fucking teeth. Protect them.
That's in case I fucking bite your eye out, you cunt.
My Glasgow impression is of one friend that my ma had when I was younger who was from Glasgow, and she'd just ring up and be like, "All right, Colin, is your ma there?" She was like something off Chewing the Fat, you know what I mean?
All right, you bastard.
I think that's pretty much that's the gist of it. It does another verse, I'm pretty sure, though. No need for it.
Hey, what?
I'm pretty sure it has another verse, but... It's not much better.
He does it in reverse. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You know, he's showing off his bars.
Is he like Missy Elliott? Nah, it's not a song he wrote backwards. If he is like a character from like The Waterboy, where like, you know, like...
yeah.
Fucking Special Tony.
Hi.
Look at them fucking things. What are your thoughts on, you know, it's a big controversial issue about everyone just getting fucking their brains turned into porridge playing?
Yeah, it's quite clear as well. Yeah. Like, you know, there was a guy, Antonio Brown, and I remember the day when he got fucking killed by a Bengal player, Vontaze Burfict, and he was fine. He was pretty normal in all interviews. He was a professional. And I mean, like, I've never seen anything just slowly, just literally from there.
Was he the guy that he got hit and they made him play on, they got hit like again, and then he came back too soon, then he got hit again. Who?
Oh, that was this year, wasn't it? Tua Viola.
Aye, that was the name I remember hearing.
Yeah,
that
they were like, he's only like 24 too, and they were just like, you might have to retire because, you know, you're going to be in a wheelchair by 40 if you get three brutal ones too.
Yeah, and then I remember seeing, I could be wrong, like, but he was only off for like a week or something.
Yeah. So
like you, 2 weeks.
He clearly got one, and then they missed it, I think, was what happened. And he played on that game, and then they got it after the game. They were like, fuck, concussion protocol. I think he did it for a week and then got clattered again, and everybody went, oh, this is bad. But again, he hadn't cleared. Like, you can't just give someone a week off when their head's been fucking rattled, their brain's been turned to soup.
But, you know, typical American shit, it's like the gun thing. They just keep it going, like, there's nothing wrong with it. This is football, he's fine. The guy's just drooling. Like,
I don't, I mean, they have the rules as well, kind of only, like, you can't kill a quarterback really anymore, right?
Yeah.
But then the rest of them, they're just like, ah, fuck you guys, though. You can get rocked completely.
I know, I actually remember, I didn't watch it at all, but I remember seeing some clip where somebody caught probably like Tom Brady or something, and he was literally like, the fuck? Don't fucking touch me out here. All you fucking cunts, you know how much I'm worth. Like, he was furious that someone got their hands on him. Like,
God. Antonio Brown just started releasing music that was terrible, and then he started, he quit mid game. He retired mid game. He just,
I respect, took
off his shirt and started waving at the fans just before halftime, going, I'm away.
Imagine he had to get emptied in doing that. Like, thanks, it's been emotional. Crunch. It is funny, like, there's absolutely no doubt that the helmet thing is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking demented. Yeah. Like, obviously the comparison to like rugby, and yes, it's very physical, but you're just not tackling people the same because you don't have a fucking motorbike helmet on.
Yeah, exactly. And rugby's more controlled tackles. Like, you're meant to like sing and rap and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, whereas, I know, obviously there's, you know, exceptions to everything, but like fucking... in the NFL, it's like, if you're a cornerback and somebody catches it and coming down from there, your only thing is, oh, just hit them completely out, whatever way you hit them.
And you see a lot of people getting, like, I don't know what the term is, like, almost like blindsided, where you're just taking out anybody who's on the other team.
So
someone's like, oh, I'm going to hit this, bam!
You're punching the back of the head.
Yeah, just fucking anyone going any direction, smash. I don't know, it's a weird thing, like, I don't know if I'm not into it. I'm not into any sports, really, but... I do watch quite a bit of fighting.
Okay.
And you do see a lot of boys getting over the years.
You're talking about like fighting like in a cage, or ones that where there's always a woman in the background in a dressing gown?
I'm in a few WhatsApp groups where there's a few of those. Paddy McDonald sending, you know, here's a fight. Here's two women machete fighting over heroin in West Belfast, you know. And then he's sending a pair of tits, and he's like, that's enough, fat boys. That's enough, man.
That's there's a comic in Liverpool. No, he's in fuck, is it Liverpool? This Laughter House, right? And his name's Chris Cairns, and he would always show you a video and you're not ready for it.
Mm.
You know, like back, like it was the school days. He was like, "Fuck, look at this, hey." And I just walked in the door. I didn't even say hello. And it was just like, you know, when you look at it and I just see like a motorbike completely like in bits.
Yeah.
And then I was like, where's he going with this? But I have to watch because he's already chucked me in. And then it was just like a Scania lorry and this guy, like a pancake on the front still stuck on it. And I was like, he goes, anyway, I'm bringing you on in two.
Yeah. And you're just sitting there like white noise.
Traumatized. Right? I can't watch those videos at all.
I know there was a guy, I seen a video of a guy in Dublin, like trying to get out of a third story window because like someone, he was banging somebody and their partner came back and this guy's like boxers on trying to get out the window, and then he falls, right, which is rough enough, you know, it was shot from pretty far away, so you're like, oh Jesus, whatever. And I forget who sent it into this group. The next photo was the follow-up photo where someone had went up and went, you all right, bro? And he's come off, hit the sort of spiked railing around the building. It just went through his arm, and he's just hanging on the thing, and you're just like, man, how is that worse than whatever was going to happen in that room?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like another grown man might have beat the shit out of you, but now you're just like, well, I'm fucked forever. The arm's coming off. You know what I mean?
It'd be great if he looked up and the boyfriend was just a wee tiny lad, head barely over the rails.
Yeah, yeah. Or it was like it wasn't him at all. That's just my son. Don't worry about it. He's just back from school. Ah, bollocks.
I said numerous times I was single.
I said numerous times I have a roommate. He was a gay Frenchman.
Anyway, pizza's here.
Do you want your wallet? Take that, you fucking bastard.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, I would have just stayed in the room and taken a hiding.
My dad thinks that a guy he knows randomly exploded.
What?
So it just came to me. My dad's a psycho, right?
Okay.
He's always full of mad shit, right?
Okay.
The most recent one he said, to just give an idea of this thing, is his big thing. He goes, do you know what just came to me last day? He goes, and I go, what? He goes, I was involved in like a hit and run with Hugo Duncan.
What?
And I was like, what?
He goes, I'm getting sued.
When I said, yeah, I'll do this by, I'm sure Hugo is not involved in this. This is my dad, right?
Yeah.
So what happened was, I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, I got fucking like completely taken out by a car in Strabane once. And I was like, right? He goes, so when you're involved in a hit and run, you mean you were the victim of a hit and run? He goes, aye. And he goes, I went flying over like another car and hit the thing. And when I looked up, the car stopped and it was fucking Hugo Duncan. He drove off. That was his big celebrity thing. And I was like, are you sure it's Hugo? And he goes, I'm pretty sure. Did tell our entire extended family that Hugo Duncan ran him over recently.
Just some vaguely middle-aged guy.
Yeah, you know, it could be anybody. I'm not even sure he knows who Hugo Duncan is, but he's blamed him anyway.
Yeah, you show him a picture and he panics. He's like, aye.
He didn't seem mad about it either. He's just like, oh, it's class.
It's class.
It's like Kanye West hit me in his Escalade.
Yeah, it'll pay off someday.
he
owes me one.
But my dad thinks that he was telling this story. He goes, fuck, I can't remember what we got onto, but basically he was like, oh, he was walking over a bridge somewhere in the border. And he goes, oh, he just fucking like exploded like on the bridge. And I was like, so he was bringing a bomb to like a barracks. And he was just like, oh, no, I wouldn't be involved in that. And I go, so what's your story? He goes, he fucking exploded. I couldn't get what his theory was. He looked at me like I was mental. He goes, he was going for a walk. He fucking blew up on the bridge. Well, there's no more to it. And I was like, pretty sure he's bombing something. Yeah. And it went off early.
Yeah. The height of the troubles in the 70s on a border town. He wouldn't be at any of that.
He wouldn't be at that.
Not a chance.
It's a spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous combustion. You normally just go on fire a wee bit.
Take out the whole bridge.
Did he see this?
I don't think he's seen it. I don't know.
Fuck, mate.
And he also, there was a story in the news recently. I overheard him going like in a bar, going like, fucking man, they'd put you away for anything these days. And I was like, what was this? And he goes, you don't see the news there? Some guy walked around the town. I think it was somewhere in Northern Ireland. A guy walked around the town with like a bazooka over his shoulder, like an RPG.
I didn't hear that at all.
I'm pretty sure that's a story somewhere. But somebody was found walking around the town with a rocket launcher over their shoulder, and they arrested them and put them like away for a couple of years. And my dad's like, put you away for anything. And I go, he's walking around town with a bazooka. Like, he's, you know you're going to get arrested doing that. And he goes, wasn't fucking, he wasn't going to shoot it. He's just backing these men for no reason. Wasn't going to fucking shoot it.
You can't take the bazooka for a walk.
Can't even take your bazooka for a walk.
That is mental.
For a 20 mile an hour sign for area. Aye, so no, that's the kind of man you're dealing with.
So just to do a bit of a callback here to drug, do you keep speed in the freezer? Taking amphetamine is never completely safe, but you can reduce the risk by not injecting. Here are some other methods. But then there's a drug couple here, kept speed in the freezer. So they must keep it good.
These hippies know what they're up to.
These N-words.
These ninjas in spirit.
Ninjas in spirit. So tell me, when did you start doing the roast things? Is that like a regular thing?
I ran them in Ireland for a while, and they're still going with Jim Elliott running them down in Dublin. I ran them in Whelan's. And they funnily just got really good. People just seemed to really tick to them. And I was like, oh, great. And then I was watching like a roast battle that I didn't find that good in Edinburgh once, and I was like, they're ruining this.
Yeah.
For some reason, I couldn't sit down and watch it happen. I saw it, so I was just like, it wasn't even like one based in Edinburgh, it was up for the Fringe or something. So I was like, I went straight to like the Roast Battle UK lads, and I was just like, let's open one here. Can I do this up here? And they're like, aye, absolutely.
Oh, so there is like a main.
Yeah, there's company. There's like the Roast Battle UK, even though like they don't, obviously, roast battles can happen anywhere, but they don't own the thing, but there is a company, and then I've added it to a league now where, so it'd be like Roast Battle Edinburgh, and then there's Roast Battle Los Angeles, New York, Roast Battle Tokyo, Roast Battle Barcelona, so it'll be.
Get me into Roast Battle Tokyo.
Aye, I can't wait to see that.
I'll turn up in the full fucking sumo wrestler pants.
Yeah, geisha.
Yeah. Yeah, both the pants and the white face. Throwing salt away. And how does it work then? Do you sort out like a crop of people for a particular night and then draw them out together?
No. I tell, because like a lot of the time I would get people that know each other or want to do it with each other. You know, obviously you get pinned up as well about people you don't know and stuff like that, but it tends to be a better night. People think it's way funnier, like if they absolutely hate each other, but really it doesn't. It comes across wrong.
Or the better you know somebody, the more you can like fucking take a piss at it.
The people, that know each other is always funnier.
Because, you know, unless someone had something very obviously slaggable about them, you'd be drawn against someone and just be like, this is the fucking fella.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
So they're good fun though.
What's have you any notable ones where you could just absolutely fucking lay into somebody?
Like people?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I laughed at the Kai Humphries one. You were like, when you come, do your eyes correct themselves?
Oh, it's a bong eye.
What's he called?
I call it a bong eye.
A bong eye.
He's got a wee bong eye. A couple of comics have it. I notice it goes around. A wee bit of a bong eye.
That's great.
Kai was very good. That was a particularly very good one. Mark Nelson's always brutal with it.
Yeah.
He said, I remember he went on stage going like, what do you say about me? He said, Ryan looks like he's only taking half his AIDS medication. Probably good.
Yeah.
For great. A simple one.
I've never I've never done a roast. I think I would like to. I've only ever done like Mickey's like 30th or something.
Because we've done them too. They're a bit different. Like, you know, they're fun as well to do, but they're just a bit different than a straight up roast battle. It also makes you write.
Yeah, it does.
Like get you practice on punchlines.
Well, what happened to me was like at his birthday, I was like, oh, and this will be happening at, you know, 9 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock we'll do the roast, and it'll be you, and then I can't even remember who else was on, but I remember going like, none of these other cunts have done any jokes,
you know,
and I was like, and then I had a panic in this hotel room. And I was like, I was in complete flow state. I was like, man, I didn't know I had this many fucking things to say about Mickey. And I had like fucking 30 jokes.
Do you know it's nothing more brutal than when you're roasting someone, right? And you write down, not the jokes that you write, it's the bullet points I write.
Yeah.
That I think you write, what you reduce people to.
Yeah.
Before I like, I'll write jokes about that. So
fat, specky cunt.
If they just saw the notes that you wrote about them. Yeah. bald, ugly,
fat lesbian.
Like, these are the points. That's his. Yeah. That's only there for safety. Qualities. Yeah. Reduced.
Have they memorized it? That's kind of freestyling.
Somebody sent me one. A message when I, like, you know, sometimes if you don't know the person, or sometimes they'll give you ammo as well.
Okay.
You know, like, they'll be like, ah, here, look here, my whatever's done this. But someone sent me one that was like 500 words long, and it was just so sad. Like, just so, and I was crying, laughing, reading the message. So that was my whole last round. I just read the message she sent.
Oh my God. Is there a time limit on the rounds?
Nah, I don't like to be strict about it. Like, it's five back and forths. So, you know, like, I get you, but like, each back and forth can have a couple of jokes in it, you know, if they're short, or one bigger, longer one, or whatever. Yeah. But I mean, like, people have gone on for seven, like, back and forth. So I'm not going to stop it. Like,
if you had, like, you know, four or five fat jokes, you're like, that's, I'll grip those.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you,
that's my chunk. That's my fat chunk. What's the best? Is there any you can remember that you're just like, that was a fucking genius joke? Or is there just great ones every show?
Because lots, every time, I prefer, because there's absolutely brutal ones, you know, like, but I always like the ones that are quite stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about eyes correct, and I like those ones because they tend to be, rather than I hope you're a, sir, you're a pedophile or whatever, which there are some brilliant jokes, but it's those ones. There's a guy.
That would be me for five back and forths. Did I mention you look like a pedo?
Yeah. There's a small comic, he's a small dude, and he's got like a kind of like a mullet, but he's ginger, right, and thing, and I can't remember, it was one of those type of jokes. A guy in Pringle went on and was just like, what's it like having a laboratory in your bedroom? And it's Dexter's lab. And I fucking, because I was looking directly at him, and it just at the time looked exactly like Dexter. That's the type of thing that will annihilate, you know.
Yeah.
You can write as good as jokes as, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remember. I don't know. It's mainly the only roast thing I ever did was Mickey's, but it was all like, you know.
We did a roast.
Slagging his health mainly.
We did a roast for Sloss's stag in Vegas in the Bellagio. Oh,
yeah. In the middle of a fountain.
It was so fucking stupid.
For the crowd? No.
Well, they have fucking no. We did it in the penthouse. Oh, we went up to the penthouse, right? And it was very funny because, like Daniel said, there was all comics, but the cunts fucking, they were like, you know, Kai was like, you know, it's going to be real funny if you just like, you know, if we all turn up with those, like, you know, instead of shirt, like suit, like instead of suits, those shirts, those suits with like the fixed, the t-shirts, suits, whatever. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's a hilarious idea. Well. Of course, it wasn't even my fucking stag. Everyone turned up in full blown suits, bar me.
That
and
is funny.
Fang, and I was like, you fucking wankers. So all the pictures of this, like, everyone in full suits. And mine looks like one of those, like, it stands there and pretends to be buff.
Yeah.
It looks even worse.
Oh, God.
Because I was trying to stand out in a sea of shite suits. Yeah. Fang, so I've doubled a nightmare.
Yeah, that's
I look like a twat.
And that's the roast of all the roasts there.
Aye. I'm like, fuck me, it's not my stag. I'm not meant to be the one that's been done. Done me up the arse.
You've done me up the arse, you bastards. Oh my God, that's so funny. I have a bunch of questions here from the old Patreon.
Good stuff.
What we're going to rip through. Is Lavery's going to be on right through the summer? Is this like just an admin section?
Or did I send us invoice? Yeah.
I need to move my tickets from next week to the week after. Oh, fuck, the man's got a piece. If you're self-conscious about it, that we should. Oh yeah, right, how long? Hold on. Oh, these are videos. I should have got these. What's the smelliest smell you've ever smelled in your life?
Do you know? It's that shit, that finish.
The shark?
The stuff in the, like a tin you open, you crack. Yeah, I've smelled that. I used to use videos and it was in the office.
Oh, you did? That was one of the challenges
I technically wasn't in the video, but like they had the stuff, you know, like the way I describe it is you could just crack the top of the tin and you'll immediately want to puke. Like you just...
What is this, mate? Is it like a sort of...
Gone off fish, but at a level that you'll never...
Like the fishiest fish of all time?
Aye, but it's gone off. It's like, I can't explain it. It's not just...
It's like fumy.
It's fuming and yeah, you feel the room get warm.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel like you could see the smell.
Yeah, the smelliest smell. I remember my boxers after like 5 days of oxygen. I just threw them right in the bin.
Oh yeah, just threw them.
No, the worst thing I ever smelled, because
didn't even take them off.
The bad smells are like when it goes beyond just a smell and it is like fumy. You know what I mean? Like that day, we were filming this wee fucking bit of content for some company that never even got off the ground, but it was at a farm, and we're filming, and the dude was just like, "Do you want a piglet?" And I was like, "Aye." There's a day old piglet in there. He goes, "Follow me." And it was blazing hot day. Like, it was probably about 33 degrees. And we're just walking down and just followed him into this, like, shed with pigs in it. And I mean, like, aww. I fucking, you know that? It was like a flash knockout.
Yeah.
It was like, my vision just disappeared for a second. I was like, the fucking. And he's just fucking walking along. And he's like, "You can just lie on these pigs." And he, like, jumped on these pigs because they're all sleeping. He's just lying in the middle of the pigs. "I sell these to Game of Thrones as extras." And I'm just sitting there like, like, trying to fucking breathe. And then he handed me the piglet, going like, "There's the piglet." And I thought, "Oh, it's going to be cute and cuddly." And he handed it to me and it went, "Ah," like, to try and bite me. And I was like, "This one day old piglet." So, but yeah, the fucking smell would have. And then there's like a butcher shop on the fucking premises. So they take the pigs and butcher them. And I remember, like, going for a smoke or something out round the back, and there was just the bin from the butchers, which in this heat just had maggots and all shit. So it was like two of the worst smells I've ever smelled in my fucking life in within half an hour. But here, I'll never forget it.
Stank. Stank.
Are you part of the Muff Diving Club? There's never a frown when you're going down.
No, I remember. I've never been. There's a Muff Diving Center, yeah. There's a Muff... fucking, I can't remember. There's a couple of jokes involved with it. Never even been to Muff.
No, is it Donegal technically?
I think so.
Because yeah, I remember going there when I was at uni in Derry, and it felt like just the edge of the town in Derry.
I don't even. Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I feel like. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck, yeah. For some, I got it wrong in my head. I got fucking Bundoran up near Bundoran in my head. It's not near that.
It could be. I don't know. It could be fucking wrong. Can you roast Colin for the next 5 minutes? That'd be awkward. What would that, I mean? What
you could, like,
bald, fat, yeah. You know, we'll tick those off.
Yeah. Do you know? Oh God, I got a. This is like a corporate gig, right, for a company, like a drinks company, and they were like, "Come in, we'll pay you to come in, and sit for 2 hours and just abuse all our staff." You know, they'll come up to you, and I was like, "This is never going to work." This is like, I was like, you know, corporate gigs are already shitting it. I was sitting there going like, "Nah, I don't know about this. This is terrible." And then they kept calling, "Oh, come on, we'll do this thing." And I go, "All right, I'll do it for the money," or whatever. Land in, and they were, I was like, "Can I do that?" They were like, after they get a roast and they get a shot and everything, and I was like, "Can I pour the shots? It'll be way less awkward if I'm pouring the shots while I'm giving them dogs abuse." And they were like, "Oh, gone ahead. We'll let know everyone." Like, everyone did know, but the first two people didn't know that I was doing a thing. So, like, this woman came over, walking over, thinking I was, like, just a barman.
Just working on this stuff.
And I was like, God. I remember I was like, "God, fuck, look at this woman. She looks like you're, this woman's what you get if you 3D printed a miscarriage." And she just went, "What? What?" And I was like, "Oh, you don't know what's happening here?" I started throwing out a shotgun.
I love the way that's not even remotely like a personal roast at all. You could have just said, "Fucking, is the house missing the fucking curtains or this dress?" You know, like, Jesus, them heels are doing some work. And you're just like, "Hit her with a fucking, some fucking Frankie Boyle chip."
Oh, it's so bad. She's like, "What?"
By the way, where do you go after that? That joke, like,
anyway, do you want a shot?
talking about walking around with a berserker. He's gonna share that roast. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that absolute shocking race. Because it's not even like something horrible someone would say to you at a bar.
That's what I mean. It's like so like uncalled for.
Oh, the fucking head in this lad. It's not that.
It's beyond a roast. It's just like the worst fucking like insult of all time.
"Oh no, he rounds here to roast you all." and she kind of looked at me. Didn't think it would be that. Off the bat.
We forgot that. I've got off to a rough start there.
The rest of it was fine because everyone kind of knew.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's a good technique. Hit them with a... test the waters with like absolutely...
That's what I do on sets.
That's your false flag, isn't it?
I do that in sets. My first joke's always horrific.
Yeah.
Because like, if they either don't like it right off the bat, they'll get it still immediately rather than going 5 minutes in and going, "Oh, is he joking?"
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But I mean, it's... I don't know.
Fuck.
It's all about mixing it up, isn't it? You know, I remember seeing a few guys back in the day just trying to be so edgy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, this is quite literally the 11th Madeline McCann joke you've done. Yeah. You know what I mean? It can't all be.
Yeah. Can't all be top corner.
Yeah, top bins. Can Ran recommend slash suggest any of the NI comedians for Altitude next year? Colin, have you been skiing or snowboarding?
Oh, yes, I will. I absolutely will. That is the best festival across the board.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like,
because like I always stay and do snowbombing then after, so still, you know, it just becomes a techno festival. Nice. Fucking Fred again and all that shit.
I'd love to go to something like that.
Because people kind of worry about it and they go like, I've never done this, or I've never done skiing or that thing. But I mean, it's fine. There's every level possible.
I'm sure you don't have to do any of that shit. Like,
you don't. Also, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like most people just, yeah. Like some people just stay down. I'm like, I'm not going on the mountain. Fuck off.
That would be me.
Yeah, and then you drink and eat all day, and then go in, and the gigs are all class because they're all specifically there for comedy.
That'd be me.
Class.
That'd be me falling over in the slopes and be like, did you injure yourself? And you'd be like, cramp from the fucking melted cheese. I've had too many beers.
You see some, like Zoe Lyons is like a fucking Olympian level.
Really?
Like skier, but she went off on like one of the black runs and fell and like... broke her like shoulder and her arm or something like that.
A good finger and arm.
And did the gig then. Yeah. Did the gig like an hour and a half later, all strapped up in morphine. Smashed.
Oh, you could do anything on morphine.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had morphine?
No.
Fucking 10 out of 10.
Is it?
Great. I broke my arm or my wrist and my, what did I do? My arm and my wrist, desiccated wrist, all one go, and they gave me morphine. And I was just, I mean, like, you know that bit in Gladiator when he's just walking through the wheat field? That was me in the Falls Road, coming out of the hospital.
Rubbing the wing mirrors of cars.
And then it wears off in a second.
Oh, really?
Like, it lasts as long as it lasts. And then it doesn't fade, it just is fine. And then 1 second to the next, it's gone. And you're like, ah, fuck.
Is that like the little, did you get it in a little clicker like in the movies?
No, because I wasn't staying in. I had to go in and get like my arm broke back into shape. Oh, and then they give me whatever dose that really put me to sleep. And then whenever I came around, they give me like another one to keep it going a minute.
Yeah.
But it literally just lasted probably exactly 4 hours and then just left my body immediately. And I was just like, and they're like, just take some paracetamol. And you're like, the bone's coming out. Of my fucking arm.
You can't just go from morphine to paracetamol. We take a fucking Club Orange to take the edge off this fucking heroin.
Have you had a coffee? Have a coffee. What any plans for Edinburgh? Now we covered that. Does Ryan still have any hope for Arsenal to win the league?
No. You don't like sports.
I don't like football at all. I mean, what a question to end on. What an absolute boner killer.
Anytime I get like, me and Nelson are starting a podcast now.
Dave Elliott's a big Arsenal fan.
I know. Do you know, here's one for you. Do you remember, speaking of Dave Elliott, do you remember the time we all went to the, I can't remember if I remember the story right.
Right.
Do you remember the time there was a big harp advert and the auditions were in the Europa hotel? And I think like no comedian in the world told each other they were going to it.
Yeah.
Because it was a massive payout. And then everybody walked in. There was like every comedian, even down south and up north, everyone in the room going, all right, we're all here for the fucking whatever. But do you remember Dave Elliott went in? I think we had a audition in twos. I think he went in with Shane, or maybe you. I can't remember. He went in with someone.
I went in with Mickey.
You went
and
in
Mickey
with,
got it.
Yeah. But Shane, I think it was Shane Todd went in, and Dave... If I remember this right, they just immediately kind of were like, nah, not for you. We had to pretend that you were catching like waves off the coast. You had to fake holding a pint glass and catch the waves off the coast. But Dave Elliott, when they said, no, you're all right, can you stay and we'll get someone else in? And Dave was like, all right. And then walked the whole way towards them and put down the fake pint in front of them. Like, you know. Dave went, where am I going to put this? And it was such a long audition room.
Yeah.
He must have walked for like 10 seconds that towards them and put down the fake glass. He goes, here, just don't spill that or something. And
that's then, so, I don't give him the job immediately.
No, like, yeah. And then he walked out. And I think it was, I'm not sure if it was Shane, but whoever else was in there is like, I could barely audition after that because it was so, like, it's in your head. It's so funny.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's how you stand out in the auditions. That is one of those things. I got an email about like, you know, some Christmas movie coming up. It's probably some sort of NDA on this or something. It was like a Christmas movie that they were shooting earlier in the year to come out this year with like James Nesbitt and stuff. And they were like, we need someone to play this shopkeeper who, or this manager of like a shop. And you know, when you read the description, it's like fat, ugly, retard. And you're reading for it. And I was like, geez, remember he shot it now? And I was like, the wee tapes. And I was like, man, I'm fucking, I don't know. Not a lot of people getting direct emails, you know, to read for a specific part. I don't see how this goes. Not really my thing, but I'll give it a go. And then sneakily let it out to some people, and just everybody in the Lavery's green room had done it.
I agree.
Like everybody yeah, fucking right. got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder did Kieran get it? he was reading for it, and you know, I was like, yeah, no, I don't know if. No.
Yeah.
It'll be fucking one of these local boys that's in everything, probably. You know? I don't know.
There's always one.
There's always one. Michael Fry. Michael Fry. Fat, ugly, tart. Right. Have we talked for ages?
Yeah.
How long?
About an hour.
We'll get out of here before I piss myself. We got Lavery's again tonight. Have you any big shows to promote or anything?
No, mostly roast battles. Follow the socials and we got stuff. I don't know.
Get me on one.
You can absolutely anytime come on. Bring someone you want to do as well.
Nice. Fucking
we'll get you.
Bring McCann, just turn up with the old fucking
like a fucking scroll
down to the floor.
Get the front the audience at the back to hold the top.
And they're just like, these are all about the size of your head. And that's it. Just fucking oh. Anyway, right, we'll get the fuck out of here. Cheers for coming on, man.
No worries, thank you very much.
We'll go do some Lavery's bits tonight. Cheers, see you next time, guys. Bye, hoods.
're you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case, now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.